I am so pleased we have got Beth Duke back with us. She is with Center City of Amarillo. And guess what? It's time for the Electric Light Parade again.
It is. It's so amazing. You know, this started more than 25 years ago, and we are so excited. It comes up December 6th. It's right around the corner.
How did this year go so quickly?
I don't know. It's just zooming through, and we flip the page, and it's time for parade.
I know. So we've got, last year we had a hot cocoa station that was on the corner, and it felt like supermarket sweep the whole time. This year, we're not going to be doing that. We are going to be, supporting the Electric Light Parade. I'm going to be marching in it with the Amarillo Art Institute.
I have heard you're going to be in it.
Just with the Art Institute.
I love that.
And there's a giant dragon involved. So
I love that. And that's perfect. Our theme this year is March of the Toys, and we have fabulous sponsors who've given wonderful cash prizes. So everybody's competing for those. The deadline to enter is this Thursday. So if you have a nonprofit group or a business and want to be in our parade, please call Center City, because we really want you to be in the parade. This parade is a gift to the community from our wonderful sponsors and Parks and Recreation, the City of Amarillo. And it's just a great time. Everybody can come out, and then over at the Civic Center after the parade, Santa will stay and talk to everybody, and you can bring your own phone camera, take plenty of pictures, and this is our gift back to the city.
And this is going to be on the 6th of December.
That's right.
Friday night, 6 p.m. The downtown Polk Street area just goes crazy. There's so many people down there.
It does, and it's great to have a nighttime parade, because all of our beautiful neon signs, the festival lights across Polk, and it just really, it really starts a holiday for me.
It is a transformation from when I moved here 4 years ago. It just looks so different downtown. We got all the cool stuff on Polk Street. So I love that it goes up Polk.
It is. And, you know, it's great for our downtown restaurants. We have 37 restaurants now in our downtown dining district. And we do events also just to bring people downtown. I promise you'll see something new.
All right, folks, this is it. If you are part of an organization, or if you work at a business and you want to convince them, hey, we should participate in this and celebrate all the great things that we have here in Amarillo, this Thursday is your deadline, and they can go to centercity.org.
That's right.
Centercity.org. And mark your calendars now for December 6th, 6 p.m. You're going to leave work a little early. You're going to bundle up, and you're going to bring the kiddos out to Polk Street. Now, tell us what the parade route is.
The parade route starts at 11th and Polk. Right there at our headquarters at that beautiful historic Bivens Mansion. We go north on Polk Street all the way to 3rd, and at 3rd we turn east and we disperse at the north parking lots at the Civic Center. And then we invite everybody to come to the Civic Center Christmas tree, where we're going to have the lighting, Santa, and our fabulous prize ceremony.
And that tree is huge.
Tree's amazing. And it really gives Buchanan Street a whole new look. And now with all the Embassy Suites and the new streetscape, I really feel pride when I look at Buchanan Street and all we've done to make it improved.
Absolutely. And now the March of the Toys is the theme. I noticed that a lot of people dress up for this parade.
Many people dress up. And you want layers for sure. And it's just a wonderful time. I love it because we bring people from every neighborhood, a lot of the small towns around, a lot of people in your listening area, and come out and start the holiday season with us.
It's kind of like when you go with your family and just drive around and creep around in the neighborhoods and stare at everybody's fancy lights. This is like an ultimate down Polk Street.
Fabulous. And we're going to have a couple of big surprises. We're going to have the trolleys there, and there's a rumor that we might have Mr. Peanut Mobile in the parade.
That's
it. Could happen for you, Jenny.
That's so awesome.
We are awesome. We're awesome.
Well, this is so cool. All right, folks, we're doing this early enough now that you still have time to get in this parade if you want to. Deadline this Thursday. The parade itself is happening the 6th of December. That's a Friday night at 6 p.m. Perfect timing to kick off all of the festivities. And it's in December, which is great.
That's great.
Because then it's not like, oh, okay, we're doing all this holiday stuff this early. It's like perfectly planned.
First Friday in December, it's perfect.
Wonderful. Well, Beth, thank you so much for all that you do. And do you have a favorite Christmas carol, Christmas song we can play in celebration?
Oh, unprepared. I guess for you, I'd say Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas. Okay, let's see if I can get that. I also have toy songs. Ooh, let's see here. Oh, I'm going to look up toy songs in a minute. Okay, Blue Christmas. Blue. I'm going to guess that you want to have the Elvis one?
Pretty much.
Oh, gosh. Let's just see.
Back to Graceland. Yeah.
Ooh, Elvis. I don't know if I have Blue Christmas. Oh, my gosh. Do I?
That's okay. I love all Christmas music.
Man. Okay, I've got. I'm going to do Esquivel, and I'm going to look for the. I'm going to look for the Elvis one because I'm not a monster.
Love you.
All right, thank you so much, Beth.
Thanks, Jenny, for all you do for live music in our area.
All right, here's Blue Christmas Esquivel for now, and I'll see if I can dig up some Elvis.